On ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, this is Jane Longhurst.
Well, every once in a while, you hear about a disaster or a tragedy being averted because a young person, often a really young person, like a kid, knew at least how to call 000 to alert emergency services. And when you think about it, it makes sense to ensure the kids in your life know what to do in the face of an emergency. Like, would you have known what to do at the age of 6 or 9? Well, thankfully, there are people dedicated to giving kids the tools they need to help mitigate against a potential tragedy. Natasha Mazurek is the company director of Cool Kids First Aid. And with workshops coming up today in Tasmania and future dates, we thought we'd just shine a light on the opportunity. Good morning and welcome, Natasha. Hello, Natasha. Have I got you now?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, here we are. Good morning.
Hi,
welcome.
Good morning, Jane. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Well, I'm just so interested. I just think it's such a great opportunity to get everyone in your household potentially sort of equipped to deal with the unthinkable. Can you start by sharing us a little of your professional background?
Sure. So my background is nursing. I've been a nurse for more than 26 years now, mostly in ED and in theatre. And then my partner, my business partner, her background is childcare services and first aid. So we basically came together to create this specific program for children.
And have you started rolling it out, obviously, already?
Oh, yeah. So we've been in operation already since June 2018 in Melbourne. And then we were lucky enough about a year and a half ago to get the most wonderful consultant for Tasmania by the name of Josie Saunders. And she's been teaching around Tasmania since she started with us, which is absolutely brilliant.
So how do you go about even approaching kids, you know, with the skills that they're going to lead? Like, how do you sort of kind of bring words into the conversation like ambulance or emergency without sort of spooking young kids?
Absolutely. And it's funny because adults seem to think that kids will actually be spooked by this. They already know more than what we think. So what we do is they know way more than what we think they do.
I'm sure you're right.
But not only that, so we go in and we find out what they already know and then we just expand on that knowledge. So particularly with our 3 to 5 year old program, it's obviously a watered down program for what to do in an emergency. And we concentrate on what an emergency actually is and then what we need to do to help people and keep ourselves safe. With the 5 to 15 year old program, we actually teach to children the full Doctor's ABCD program that we would normally teach to adults, but in a child-friendly language so that they still get the skills without all the extra bits that they really don't need at this point in time.
And again, I think I can anticipate, I mean, we know that kids absorb what they observe, mm-hmm. so like sponges, like they're so yeah. quick to pick this up. But do you also sort of see them being able to sort of retain the techniques of things that they're shown?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So we actually teach in schools and in childcare centres and kindergartens around the country. And we get rebookings pretty much before we even leave the door from the first one. So we see children again the following year. The amount of information that they retain is absolutely incredible. And that's actually also backed up with some of the real life stories that we've heard back after we've actually taught children, where they've actually been able to call an ambulance in an emergency, put the grandparent into the recovery position, and then proceed to tell the ambulance crew what they need to do to look after their grandparent as well.
Oh, really? You've had that told and shared with you?
We have. That was from a child in Perth who looked after their grandparent at home. And this was from a 4-year-old child.
Wow. Gosh, that is so impressive. Now, you're working in schools as well as sort of offering, as you say, sort of childcare centre focused workshops. Can you tell us about the workshops that are coming up today in Tasmania and later in August?
Yeah, so today Josie's in Lauderdale Hall in Lauderdale from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. and she's teaching the age group of 5 to 15 year olds. There's still a couple of spots available for those. And then the next date that we've got available down there is in the Huonville Hub, and that's on Saturday the 14th of August. The 10:30 till 12 o'clock slot is for the 3 to 5 year old children, and then 12:30 till 2:30 is for the 5 to 15 year olds.
And is it tricky? I mean, that's quite a broad range from 5 to 15. Like, you're sort of getting into, you know, prepubescent teenagers and sort of younger kids. Why have you opted to sort of make that such an all-embracing mob of kids to work with?
Yeah, so basically what we do is obviously we have a look and see what the majority of the children are that turn up on the day, and then we adjust the program accordingly. On saying that, we have taught the whole range of 5 to 15 in the same room with really good outcomes. The 15-year-olds tend to take the 5-year-olds under their wings. We see the 5-year-olds expand their knowledge even more because they're trying to keep up with the 15-year-olds. And it's absolutely amazing how much these children can actually learn and achieve in a 2-hour session, and the knowledge and the skills that they walk away with is just incredible.
I'm sure they could teach me something. Oh dear. And I'm struggling to think the last time I did a first aid course. When should we, and I'm now sort of expanding it even to adults, when would you advise us, Natasha, to sort of brush up on basic first aid?
Okay, so if you need first aid for your workplace, you need a full first aid certificate every 3 years to remain current, and then an update on CPR every 12 months. I also recommend every 12 months go and do a CPR refresher to keep your own skills current. You actually never know when you will need those skills, and that's the problem with emergencies, is that we can't actually plan for them.
And we can't plan for them, and you can't plan how you will react. You hear people say, "I just sort of went to water," or then conversely, you hear people sort of say, "Oh, I knew exactly what to do. Just the technique just kicked in." I just kind of imagine the adrenaline that potentially impacts how you're delivering first aid. Is that a issue with kids even?
So children, again, they're a little bit different to adults because they don't have any preconceived ideas of what can go wrong. So they follow the steps beautifully because that's what they've been taught. Adults, on the other hand, we overthink things because we know what the possible outcome is. So then we panic that we're not doing the right thing. So we tend to actually see children help out in emergencies better and quicker than adults. And that's one of the reasons why the ARC, or the Australian Resuscitation Council, actually recommends having regular updates. So it becomes almost like rote learning, so that when you are faced with an emergency, you automatically go to that rote learning, and then you panic and fall to pieces afterwards, which is absolutely fine and absolutely expected.
However, perfectly normal.
That's exactly right. Well, but at least in that first instance, you know what to do.
Well, Natasha Mazurek from Cool Kids First Aid, I've found it so engaging to be able to speak with you. It's always timely to think about, you know, would you know what to do in an emergency? And I think it's just such a wonderful initiative for kids to potentially just have the means to be able to, you know, be like that child in Perth and know how to roll their grandparent into that, what do we call that, resting position?
The recovery position. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Josie Saunders is presenting in Lauderdale today, and then there will be workshops in mid-August, about the 14th, I think you said, in Huonville, at the Huonville Hub. If people wanted to sort of track you down or maybe make a booking for the Huonville workshop coming up, how can they do so?
So either go to our website at www.coolkidsfirstaid.com, or you can contact us on our business mobile on 0491 763 476, or email us directly at info@coolkidsfirstaid.com or josie.saunders@coolkidsfirstaid.com.
Terrific. And Natasha, as you mentioned, you know, you're going to schools and going into childcare centres, so there could be some schools in a region who just might sort of see an enormous benefit to something like this. Thank you so much for joining us on ABC Radio Hobart and Northern Tasmania.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Jane. Have a great day.
You too. Take care out there.